We welcome you back into Corpus Christi. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. And we're joined by Max Wagner, a new Rough Rider. And what a start for you. Two games, two home runs. How would you kind of put it into words, this beginning you've had with the Rough Riders?
Yeah, I mean, just getting to know the guys, getting to know the coaching staff, trying to get settled in. You know, it's definitely a good way to get settled in a little bit and be able to produce for the team right away. But, you know, just trying to get settled in and get back to, playing baseball every day.
Power is something you've had throughout your career. What does it feel like to get right into it on the power side of things, two games in?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see the ball go over the fence for sure. Like I said, I'm just trying to go out there and have some fun and just play the game that I've played since I was a young kid. It's great to see, that power is there, but, just trying to put my best swing on a ball and see what happens.
First time for you in a new org since you were drafted by the Orioles. What's the process like, I guess, to get to know the guys and the coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like when you're a freshman in college, getting to know the upperclassmen. But, no, it's been great. They've been great, just meeting everyone and still trying to figure out guys' names and stuff like that. And, even coaching staff, meeting them for the first time and seeing what, this org likes to do more of that, my previous org that I was with, what they didn't do, and just kind of like the differences and trying to like figure out, make some changes along the way.
You were with the Orioles in the beginning of spring training and then the release and now with the Rangers. Can you kind of take me through that process and how it all went?
Yeah, got, released probably a month and a half ago from the Orioles. Just went home, was training like it was off season. Felt confident that I was gonna get another opportunity somewhere, and obviously the Rangers, they reached out, and I thought it was a great deal, just a different org, different opportunity, and just blessed I was able to get another opportunity, and gonna try and make the most of it.
What is it like, I guess, when you're kind of sitting at home and waiting for that opportunity to come?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you really have no idea when it's gonna come, so being humble and just training every day, not knowing it could be 2 months down the road, it could be tomorrow. That was always the mindset of make sure no matter when it happens, make sure I'm ready. So that was my mindset throughout the month or so that I was kind of off the field, was just make sure that I'm ready to go whenever I do get a call.
Defensively, you played a lot of different positions, third base primarily. Where does your defensive strength, lie on the infield?
Yeah, I mean, obviously played third since college, so I would say definitely feel the most confident at third. I've played some second throughout my pro career, but playing first is something that they have told me that they'd like me to start to pick up on, so that's a brand-new position. Trying to pick up on some things with that position day by day and obviously get better and keep working hard at that and just become the best player I can be and be more versatile.
Joined by Max Wagner. Now I want to dive into your past a little bit. Growing up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, your dad was a hitting coach as well, Paul. What is your relationship like with baseball from a young age?
Yeah, my dad was, he's pretty much been my coach since I kind of started ball, been my hitting instructor. It's still talk hitting here and there and just stuff like that, and so obviously not being able to play through the cold months is tough, so that's where hitting with him in the cage throughout the off season, that's what I do during the off seasons now, is I'll just train back home and indoors, and he's throwing BP to me, he's putting balls on the machine for me, so it's great for that connection, and just to see when I was 5 years old to now 24, almost 20 years later, still doing the same thing. He's still doing the same thing for me. And I got teammates from back home that I played high school and little league with that, are texting me all the time being like, hey, way to go, stuff like that. So it's awesome. Seeing how far the career has been, the different places I've been, just truly grateful with all the connections I've made from back home.
That wraps up part one of our interview with Rough Riders infielder Max Wagner, brought to you by Peak Roofing and Construction. Stay tuned as the Cacique pregame show rolls along. We'll have starting lineups presented by Baylor Scott & White Health coming up next.